With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and once again, we're back with Coaches Profiles. Today, we're talking with the Hamilton Wenham High School football coach, Tim Freiermuth. And, Coach, welcome to what we're trying to do here, and how is your summer going?
Going good. Just, you know, getting rolling, 7-on-7s, team lifts, kind of winding down, just getting ready for camp.
All right, we'll get to that later on. What we want to do, of course, what we've been doing is focusing on the coaches themselves, their background, just try to get a little, you know, conversation going here about the career and so on. I want to ask you what I ask all the coaches to begin with. What is your very first memory of being associated with or watching football?
Oh, man. I would say my first memory was first Patriots Super Bowl win. That was kind of my first memory of football. But
wow. Okay. That's cool.
yeah. But, you know, I really got into football. So my family, I come from, you know, a bunch of coaches. It really started watching my cousin, Pat Foley, who's the current football coach at Brooks School in North Andover. Me and my grandfather, he played at Bates College. You know, at the time I was probably, you know, 7-8 years old. So going to all those NESCAC games, you know, we travel all the way to Middlebury, Williams, you know, go everywhere. And then my uncle, Mike Foley, at the time, he was at Colgate. And then when I really started getting into football was he was the offensive line coach at UConn. So, you know, going down to UConn, going to their camps and stuff like that, that's really when, you know, I really started getting into football.
So you had a high level of learning at a very young age with all the college associations and so on.
Yeah, big. I was definitely fortunate to be around some, you know, some people who have been around the game for a long time.
Okay, so then tell me about your first playing experience, and we'll go on up from there.
Yeah, so I started, my first year was fifth grade, because that was the first year you were allowed to. I played soccer before that, and I was just kind of waiting. I was waiting to get to play football at that point. You know, played all the way youth, played at Pawtucket High School for Coach Steve Hayden, you know, really one of my mentors. And then I went on. I was fortunate enough to play at college. I played 4 years at Springfield College.
Now, when I watch TV, there's often some commentary on the position of center, in that the center kind of sort of like runs the action on the field. Is that true in high school and college, where the center sort of has to know everything about every play and you know, works in tandem with the quarterback?
Yeah, so, you know, I was put I never played center until I was always a fullback, tight end, linebacker in high school, and then my freshman year at Springfield, I came in as a linebacker. After spring ball, my freshman year, you know, at Springfield, we were on the triple option, so you know, not the big linemen that they need, more smaller, quicker guys. Mm-hmm. So they asked me to move to center, so it was kind of all new to me. So I had to learn pretty quick, but yeah, no, they really, especially when the center's, when the quarterback's under center, like we were, with the flex bone, you really got to have that connection with the quarterback, making sure the snap's always on point, communicating with him, communicating with, you know, the guards and tackles. So it is, it's a lot. You're kind of like the quarterback of the line, making sure, mm-hmm. Everyone knows the rules and everyone knows who and, you know, their job assignment is.
How did playing so many different positions help you to realize that, okay, you could get into coaching and do well at it?
Yeah, I think, you know, playing, you know, linebacker obviously taught me a lot about the defense. And being linebacker, you kind of have to know both the run game and the pass game. And then obviously moving to center, you know, I think it's easier for linemen to know, you know, the skill positions rather than, you know, skill positions, you throw them on the line and they're like, I have no idea what's going on. So maybe that's just my humble offensive line opinion. But, yeah, it definitely helped me. And then we'll probably talk about it a little later. But, you know, know, in my coaching experience, I've coached a bunch of different positions. So I think, you know, playing it, seeing the game from different perspectives definitely helped my coaching ability, kind of seeing the whole picture, not just one specific part of the game.
All right, tell me what, if any, competition was like between you and your brother.
It was a battle. So I'm 3 years older than him. I think by the time I was a senior in high school and he was in eighth grade, I think we were both about the same height. So we kind of knew already that he got my dad's genes. My dad's 6'4". He played basketball at St. Anselm. So I got the short, stout Irish side of the family. So, but yeah, no, battles. My parents tell the story all the time, playing wiffle ball in the backyard. You know, they probably went through about 15, 20, you know, screen doors, just us getting mad at each other and throwing them around. And yeah, definitely some battles. He still says he got some wins, but you know, I think they were cheap shots, but you know, it's all love.
Oh God. Yeah. I get that. Well, tell me a little bit more about what you're doing right now, because as I understand it, you're actually in Pittsburgh as we talk, at Steelers training camp.
Yeah. So, I came in, flew in Monday. And then I went to practice yesterday, got to meet some of the players, some of the coaches, ate dinner with them. And then I'm actually, after this call, going to head on over, for day two. It's over at St. Vincent College, so it's a little outside Pittsburgh, but you know, it's a great opportunity. You know, Pat, you know, is happy that I'm here, kind of sees a familiar face, you know, with the grind of camp. I'm excited because it's just fun being out there, seeing, you know, some really good football, obviously, but also, you know, me being coach, trying to learn a thing or two and pick some people's brains. Then also I'm going up to Geneva College on Thursday, where I coached for a couple of years too. So that's in Western PA. So I'll spend a day there too. So
it's all
like a training camp week for me.
It's all football.
Yeah.
Do you, now I know you're a loyal Patriots fan, but obviously you got to be a Steelers fan now too. Do you get a chance to watch your brother?
Yeah. So I watch him every week. I'll usually try to go to a handful of games. And yeah, everyone asks the question if, you know, Patriots or Steelers. I'm like, obviously the Steelers now. So
oh, yeah.
You know, I lived out in Western PA for a couple of years before he got drafted. So I have friends who are Steelers fans already. So it was, if I had to pick a team, it's not a bad team to be a fan of now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. And let me ask you, if you could throw a few names out there of maybe teammates, either in high school or college, that you guys are probably still pretty close to.
Yeah, so Ryan Kuchar, he was our quarterback. Still really close with him. We hang out, you know, almost every week, if not every other week. He played baseball at Union College. A few other guys. Cody Rothwell, he played at UNH. Still talk to him from time to time. And yeah, some a lot of Chris Croteau, some guys who didn't play in college, but you know, it's really, you know, a lot of the guys I talk to, you know, that are still around. Mm-hmm. We still hang out all the time. And there's a debate with between 1 year, Pat's freshman year, and it would be my sophomore year. Those are two of kind of the better teams that Pennsylvania has seen, and we always debate on which team would beat each other. And I always say my friend Jeremy Crew, who was a fullback he would have been a senior when I was a sophomore on that team, and he said, you know, we always say that we would kick their butt. And of course, Pat and Ryan Kuchar was a senior at the time, and Pat was a freshman, so that team made it pretty far in the playoffs. So it's a battle almost every time we see each other.
Well, I see an alumni game in the future between your two teams then.
Yeah. Being the athletic trainers.
You've been in the umbrella of a couple of legendary coaches. You mentioned Coach Hayden, and I'm sure, as you said, you learned a lot and been quite an influence. You didn't work under Coach Pugh, but you're well aware of his reputation. And I just wonder what your thoughts might be on the program that he built in Hamilton Wenham after building such a program in Maskenomen.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I was a freshman when Splinter and Evan Bunker were there at Masco, and I thought those kids were, you know, the best football players I've ever seen at the time. So coming into this position where it wasn't like some coach just got up and left, Coach Pugh, he really helped me kind of get, you know, transition. Obviously, this was my first head coaching job, too. So, really that first year and even now kind of leaning on him for advice and not just about, you know, football itself, but about the town, about the people, about the players. So I was fortunate enough to be in a position where I kind of had that mentor, that easy transition in the program where it's not just like, you know, some guy up and leaves and there's kind of a weird, awkward phase or whatever. So, you know, in the short time I've known Coach Pugh, he's been a tremendous help to me.
Well, that's not a surprise. Just he's done that for so many people for so long.
Yeah.
And in terms of going into the season, I mean, it's obviously football is on football coaches' minds all the time. How do you feel about the organizational aspect now where you've done everything through one cycle? You've gone through a complete year, and now you're starting your second season, you know, of preparation. What's different for you in that regard, for better, for worse, or that's easier?
Yeah, I think in terms of the easier part is just knowing our personnel, knowing our kids, knowing our athletes. Going into year one, you know, obviously I have a lot of question marks of like, okay, what can this kid do? What is going to, you know, maybe scheme, technique, putting guys in the right positions, what is going to, you know, put us in the best success? Now, obviously being a full, you know, going into year two, you know, really knowing the kids, really knowing their strengths, really knowing their weaknesses, you know, it's a lot easier to be like, okay, this kid's going to succeed and help us at this position, doing this technique, all right, scheme-wise, defensively, what we can run, offensively, what we can run. So that's definitely been an easier part. I think the hard part is not being complacent. You know, with year, you know, going to year two, you kind of get into a routine rhythm. Kids get into a routine, a rhythm of expectations and stuff, and it's kind of just, hey, raising the standard and always trying to get better and not being complacent, especially from a coaching standpoint, like always, you know, great opportunity this week to kind of pick, you know, learn a thing or two, maybe bring something back to Hamilton Wenham to try and make our program better.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, from my standpoint, always trying to learn and not just doing the same things because it's easy and we know it, but challenging ourselves.
Yeah, that all makes sense, and I'm sure there's some things will get easier still as you go along. How important and how difficult is it? No, I'm not going to ask it that way. How important are your assistant coaches?
Oh, tremendous. So important to, you know, not just, you know, scheme and technique, but, you know, just building relationships with the guys. You know, I'm a teacher at Essex Tech in Danvers, so I'm not in the building, but I do have a couple coaches in the building. And they are so important for kind of the day-to-day, making sure guys, you know, show up on time, are getting to class, you know, how they are in the classroom. It's vital to the program in that sense. And, you know, just the day-to-day stuff of, you know, I know that they want the best for this team and this program. And, you know, whatever I ask of them, they're going to do, and they're going to do it 100%. And, you know, the biggest thing is that they're there to make the kids better.
At the end of the season last year, the regular season and playoffs and so on, what was the plan for your kids? I know that at Hamilton Wenham there are many multi-sports athletes, which I'm sure is a good thing. But what was the plan for your kids who you expected coming back and maybe for some of the incoming kids during the rest of that school year?
Yeah, so my kind of personal goal this year was to really get more involved with the youth and middle school kids. I think I was so wrapped up in our team, you know, that this year I kind of want to broaden out and really get invested into the middle school. Now, we're fortunate. We have one building, so the high school and middle school are all together, so it's very easy for them to, you know, it's very easy to connect with them. And so I gave them till after the holidays, after, you know, Christmas, New Year's. And then we had 6 a.m. lifts in the morning, and we had decent numbers, especially from the freshman and middle school groups, which I was really excited about, getting young guys in there. And the guys who have played sports, they tried to get in there as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We did that, you know, 3 days a week, 6 a.m. We did workouts, which was new to them. So it took a little bit to get used to, but the guys who were consistent, they're like, yeah, I love getting up early now. Like, I just wake up and I'm like, yeah, being in a routine helps. So so that's what we did in the winter and the spring. And I, you know, hopefully we got a brand new weight room this summer. So I think with the brand new weight room, new floors, platforms, weights, racks, everything, I think it'll continue to grow.
I think the final thing I want to ask you about, Tim, is when you critique last season's performance and you look at films and all that stuff, is there a particular game or a particular event that happened during a game that you might use in training again this year in terms of, you know, how things were carried out the way you wanted them to?
Yeah, I think a couple of, you know, I specifically remember kind of a series when we played Linfield. Now, we were really struggling offensively, but defensively, you know, we gave up a big run, and, you know, we watched film, and it was, hey, these two or three things went wrong, and that's why we got gashed for, like, a 40-yard run. The next play, they ran pretty much the same play, and we stuffed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think seeing those guys, like, hey, and they all corrected themselves. They ran, you know, our scheme, what we wanted to run defensively, to perfection, and we stuffed it for, you know, a -1, -2 run.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, going back to that play and seeing, hey, we may screw up once, but we came back, and, hey, if you do the technique right, if we do what you're coached to do, then you'll be successful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
As a young coach and a young teacher, have you had that moment yet where you see the light bulb go on over the kid's head, and he just lights up because he finally gets what you were trying to get over to him?
Yeah, a couple of times. yeah, one kid, outside linebacker, really struggling to kind of squeeze down, or, you know, a technique that we use. Really struggling to keep his head up when tackling, kind of missing tackles, and then, you know, finally one game he just, you know, balled out, and he finally got it, and he was doing what we were asking him to do, and yeah, you could just, like, see it. He's like, Coach, I finally understand. I'm like, it's amazing. Great, yeah, feeling.
Exactly. And that's super. I'm glad you've got that already. All right, Coach, thanks for taking the time. We're going to talk to you in a couple of weeks, of course, about the kids. But we appreciate getting to know you a little bit better and about your experiences. And for God's sakes, good luck to your brother down there in Pittsburgh, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim. Take care.
Yep.
All right, bye-bye. That is Tim Freiermuth, who is the Hamilton Wenham High School football coach. His brother, Pat, is a tight end for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's actually at Pittsburgh training camp right now, is Tim. That's pretty cool. For MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.